I'm inside. Wu looked up at the skylight. The two raptors still peered down into Malcolm's room, but they seemed distracted by the noises outside. He went to the large window. Outside, the three velociraptors continued to charge the fence. Ellie was running back and forth safely behind the bars, but the raptors no longer seemed to be seriously trying to get her. Now they almost seemed to be playing, circling back from the fence, rearing up and snarling, then dropping down low to circle again and finally charge. Their behavior had taken on the distinct quality of display, rather than serious attack.
"Like birds," Muldoon said, "putting on a show."
Wu nodded.
"They're intelligent. They see they can't get her. They're not really trying."
The radio crackled.
"Side."
Wu gripped the radio.
"Say again, Dr. Grant?"
"I'm inside," Grant said.
"Dr. Grant, you're in the maintenance building?"
"Yes," Grant said, and he added, "Maybe you should call me Alan."
"All right, Alan, if you're standing just inside the east door, you see a lot of pipes and tubing."
Wu closed his eyes, visualizing it.
"Straight ahead is a big, recessed well in the center of the building that goes two stories underground. To your left is a metal walkway with railings."
"I see it."
"Go along the walkway."
"I'm going."
Faintly, the radio carried the clang of his footsteps on metal.
"After you go 20 or 30 feet, you will see another walkway going right."
"I see it," Grant said.
"Follow that walkway."
"Okay."
"As you continue," Wu said, "you will come to a ladder on your left, going down into the pit."
"I see it."
"Go down the ladder."
There was a long pause. Wu ran his fingers through his damp hair. Muldoon frowned tensely.
"Okay, I'm down the ladder," Grant said.
"Good," Wu said. "Now, straight ahead of you should be two large yellow tanks that are marked flammable.
They say inflammable, and then something underneath in Spanish.
Those are the ones," Wu said. "Those are the two fuel tanks for the generator. One of them has been run dry, and so we have to switch over to the other. If you look at the bottom of the tanks, you'll see a white pipe coming out."
"4-inch PVC?"
"Yes, PVC. Follow that pipe as it goes back."
"Okay. I'm following it."
"Ow! What happened?"
"Nothing. I hit my head."
There was a pause.
"Are you all right?"
"Yeah, fine. Just hurt my head. Stupid."
"Keep following the pipe."
"Okay, okay,"
Grant said. He sounded irritable.
"Okay, the pipe goes to a big aluminum box with air vents in the sides. It says Honda. It looks like the generator."
"Yes," Wu said, "that's the generator. If you walk around to the side, you'll see a panel with two buttons."
"I see them. Yellow and red?"
"That's right," Wu said. "Press the yellow one first, and while you hold it down, press the red one."
"Right."
There was another pause. It lasted almost a minute. Wu and Muldoon looked at each other.
"Alan?"
"It didn't work," Grant said.
"Did you hold down the yellow first and then press the red?"
Wu asked.
"Yes, I did," Grant said. He sounded annoyed. "I did exactly what you told me to do. There was a hum, and then a click, click, click very fast, and then the hum stopped, and nothing after that."
"Try it again."
"I already did," Grant said. "It didn't work."
"Okay, just a minute."
Wu frowned. "It sounds like the generator is trying to fire up, but it can't for some reason."
"Alan?"
"I'm here."
"Go around to the back of the generator to where the plastic pipe runs in."
"Okay."